oral history, the recording of people's accounts of their lives, collecting it, saving it, and making it available for everyone to hear. Up for discussion at the Heritage Ireland 2030 Summit in Dublin Castle later. Here's an example. Clare native Nora Canavan, who died in 2016, aged 108, recorded 4 years before that, discussing her father's near-death experience with the Black and Tans.
My father had to go to see the cattle, and he was on his way back. And he went and just from a shower, and there was a bullet put through the tree where he was, over his head. Oh, my, it's just that time.
Dr. Tomás McConnora is an oral historian and author. He'll be giving the keynote speech at that summit in Dublin Castle today. Dr. McConnora, thank you very much for taking our call today. This has been a lifelong passion of yours. How and why did you get into taking oral history?
Yeah, look, I started in, if whether I called it oral history or not, you know, at the age of probably 13, writing down words that were told to me by my neighbour, Jim McNamara, and just listening to Nora's voice, it kind of took me back, because there was such power I found and such enchantment in the voice of older people, particularly in my case in rural areas, and the way that with their voice and with their memory they could take you back to another time that, you know, you didn't recognise in your contemporary life. And I think at that very early age I realised the value, or I recognised the value in older people's memories, and of course in time then realised the urgency of documenting those memories to give us that insight into the past that, you know, we had a limited time to try and document.
You've been making recordings too. What have you done with them?
Well, I've been involved, you know, personally for many years, and then involved in voluntary organisations in my own county and across the country. And then I'm very, very fortunate over time to have developed a professional career, Gavin, in the field of heritage, and particularly in oral heritage. So I've had the fortune of working with clients all over the country and even in parts of America now, helping them to document those memories. And in many cases, they end up in archives that are associated with the area. But it is an issue that is going to be addressed today, is the fact that there are many collections of oral heritage and recorded memory that have not found their way into archives, that have not been perhaps catalogued or processed, and are in particular danger of being lost in time unless we do something about those legacy collections. So it will be part of the theme of today's discussion.
Why are they in danger?
Well, if you have material that are still on analogue format, for example, on legacy formats like reel-to-reel or cassette tape, there is a reality that the material within those tapes will degrade in time. The high point of that type of collection would have been from probably the early 60s through to the late 1980s.
Are you talking about digitising this material then, yes?
It needs to be digitised, but there also, of course, it needs to be digitised, because then that allows that element of long-term preservation. But we also need a broader strategic vision for what we do with all of the oral material that we have recorded, to ensure that it makes the maximum impact across all areas in the country, in educational, cultural, social and academic. And that requires a unified vision of all stakeholders. And I'm really looking forward today to meeting some of those and to making the case for that unified vision for oral heritage in the country.
Doesn't technology make all this easier, both in digitising it and making it available too?
Yeah, there's tremendous advancements in technology for sure. And it also in terms of even the idea of interoperability. So in time, you know, with the right curation of material, you could have collections of oral heritage distinct geographically, but culturally maybe connected, relating to each other online. So that gives tremendous opportunity. But I do want to say that it has to come back to the recognition of the human voice, the human story, because technology, of course, is that double-edged sword in terms of social media and all the rest of it. We're trying to engineer a listening to the voice of our history and our stories, and technology can assist us in doing that, but we need to retain the focus on the profound value of the human story.
Dr. Tomás McConnora, thank you very much for speaking with us today.